The Gonfalon tribe and the Gauchsim shrieked with laughter as Nocco began tapping his paws and singing.
Oh, want to come to the feast, even you, you aqua beast. Bow to the maids, what's that you say? There ain't one left, they've run away.
With the laughter of every beast ringing in his ears, Tuggerbruster fled defeated. The door slammed behind him as the ill-humoured Logalog dashed off outdoors. Spingo winked at Bisky.
Ha! That'll teach him to mess with my Dar. He's a champion insulter, you know.
Some of the Dibbons thought the contest had been great fun. They started repeating Nocco's insults at one another.
You're my baggity-bottom snotty-o' snout.
Hey, you're a piggly poor-onion bum, so there.
Abbot Glisson rapped the tabletop sharply.
We've heard quite enough of that language for one evening, thank you. The next beast I hear using dreadful insults will be scrubbing greasy pans for a day. Now let's forget all bad feeling and enjoy supper like real Red Wolf friends. Here's a toast to our new companions. The Gauchsim, the Gonfalons, oh, and our new permanent resident, Mr. Aluko.
The tawny owl bowed solemnly.
Thank you, Father Abbot, and all Redwall creatures. This is a most happy day for me, and I wish you to accept this with my heartfelt best wishes.
He hopped over to the abbot's table and placed the round green emerald on it. Nocco was heard to gasp.
Season's a swiping, will you look at that jewel?
Spingo whispered to him.
Easy now, Dar. That belongs to Redwall Abbey, so keep your eyes off it.
Nocco patted her paw.
Shame on you for thinking such a thing, darling.
Abbot Clissom held the shining green orb up for all to see.
A most generous gift, friend Aluko. We will treasure it. Please accept our gratitude. Skipper, where do you suggest we keep such a treasure?
The Otter Chieftain pondered for a moment.
I think 'twould look good in front of Martin the Warrior's tapestry, Father. I'll put it in an empty candle holder. The light from the lanterns will shine through the jewel nicely.
Samuelus held up a paw.
I second that. A wonderful idea, Skip. What do you think, Abbot?
Glissom smiled.
So be it. A splendid choice.
Outside, Tuggerbruster had his ear to the door. He had heard everything. A plan began to form in the embittered shrew's mind.
This ends Disc 7.